More than 250,000 pilgrims converged on a white sanctuary recently built in the middle of a vast field at Isling, a short distance outside the cathedral city of Regensburg in Bavaria. On that field, at 10 on Tuesday morning, with scores of bishops and hundreds of priest concelebrants present, Pope Benedict celebrated Mass in honor of the Feast of the Most Holy Name of Mary. Starting in the early morning, groups of religious and lay faithful led the gathering pilgrims in hymn and prayer, especially in Marian hymns and the Rosary of the Blessed Virgin. A famous image of Mary, patroness of Bavaria, adorned the sanctuary. The image is one of Mary with her arms outstretched, shielding the people of Bavaria, whose faces are gathered under the protective covering of Mary's robes. Also prominently displayed was a massive wooden crucifix in the form of a capital T, which usually hangs in the chapel of the Regensburg Major Seminary. The seminary is dedicated to the 10th century Bishop of Regensburg, St. Wolfgang, and is serving as the papal residence in Regensburg. During the offertory procession, the faithful of Regensburg presented a 3-foot-tall statue of St. Wolfgang, realized in wood and decorated in gold. The faithful of Regensburg also offered money collected for works of charity in the suffering city of Nazareth. At the beginning of the Mass, Pope Benedict thanked the faithful and once again spoke briefly of how happy he is to be in his homeland. Der Glaube uns versammelt und ich danke allen, die dazu geholfen haben. Then the Holy Father led the faithful in the penitential rites, which culminated in the singing of the Kyrie in 8-part polyphony. The music of the Mass was carefully chosen to present a harmony of styles, and after the readings, at the Gospel acclamation, the sound of trumpets rang out to herald the good news of salvation, and continued through the Mass to punctuate the celebration. At the beginning of his homily, Pope Benedict expressed heartfelt gratitude to all those who worked to prepare for his visit, and especially for the Mass at Isligerfeld.
Herzliches Vergelt's Gott sagen.
Pope Benedict continued, saying that modern atheism is rooted in a faulty understanding of God's true nature, which leads to an unhealthy fear of Him. Today, said Pope Benedict, we know about what he called the life-threatening diseases associated with religion and reason, and the ways that God's image can be destroyed by hatred and fanaticism. The Holy Father said it is important to state clearly the God in whom we believe and to proclaim confidently that this God has a human face.
Ja, wer glaubt, ist nie allein.
At the end of the homily, Pope Benedict remembered his mother and sister, who were both called Mary, and said his best wishes to all Marias who today celebrate their name day.
Nehmen auch wir Maria.
After the Mass, Pope Benedict led the faithful in singing the Sub Tuum Presidium, a centuries-old prayer imploring the protection of Mary. From Bavaria, I'm Chris Altieri.